237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Yeah. Yeah, you heard me right. I said bad guys. Yeah, you too. Yeah, what about you skeptics, loonies, and you weirdos out there, yeah?
Are you a loony?
Yeah, I think they are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we are broadcasting live out of sunny Florida. Where are we at right now, Jake? What's the name of this place?
Lake Buena Vista.
And what does that mean? Do you know?
It means...
Our producer. Bueno. Do you understand what that means?
Well, you're married to a
You're
Spanish.
Married to a Spanish individual. You should know these things.
She's Norwegian.
But friends, aside of that, if you'd like to check us out online, it is beautiful here. I got to admit, you can open the doors, you get fresh air, you feel healthy. Whereas back in Minnesota, it's cold, you can't really open the doors. If your cat was to go outside for 5 minutes, he would freeze. It wouldn't be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would have
Gets the point here. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean, double E, on Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. And let me rewind just a little bit, two steps back, friends. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, friends, again, the phones are inaccessible today. I apologize. We are just busy little bees. We've been here for a week now, and we are going on our fourth tea party, making an impact in the state of Florida. That's what it's about, friends, turning talk radio into do radio. So, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I got to ask you, Mr. Other Guy, why is that?
The reason is...
My mouth is still falling out because we're in Florida.
But because it is a terrible place to be.
Yes.
When your brains are in somebody else's head.
Every tea party we've been doing, I've been wearing my jacket on the top and shorts on the bottom. And I've been sharing with the people. I said, well, 2 weeks ago, we were in actually went to California from Minnesota. And the day that we left the airport, it was minus 12 from Minnesota. We landed in Los Angeles at LAX, and it was 70 degrees. So we went from turning the heat all the way up to going to California and turning the air conditioner all the way up. Yeah. So I told the people here in Florida since we've been here, I said I'm wearing the jacket because my upper half still stuck in Minnesota, and my lower half, because I have shorts on now, is beginning to take place as a natural inclination by being in Florida.
That's moving north.
Yes, indeed.
As we go south.
Amen.
And speaking of south, all of the pictures that we posted, videos, you can follow us while we're on tour. When the Sons of Liberty leaves, you can leave with us right on the Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. We've got some awesome pictures from last night. We're at the North Lake Tea Party. It's also called the Mount Dora. It was in Tavares, Florida. And I'll tell you what, awesome crowd. You can watch the videos as well. We've posted a lot of videos from these tea parties. And we always want to keep you in the loop with our newsletter. We send it out once a week. So if you don't get a chance to get to Facebook, but you do have email, you can follow us on that. You can register on that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, I've got a couple comments, actually, from this latest event and from the string of events. A gentleman on Facebook just commented, Michael Sinful Salon is his last name on there. Love the light you both are casting. My eyes are so much more open. And that really has been a response as I'm talking to people and as I'm getting into their world and where they're at. The lights just haven't gone on in those sectors in their heart where the Lord is turning them on when we come in to do these events.
Yeah.
And that's a very significant thing, number one, first, because of what we go through to get that light.
Yeah.
And how, you know, you go through the press. I just was in an interview this morning talking about the press and the things that they do to those that bring the light.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you get to see light bulbs going off. And that's why it's so important when you follow us and you look at the pictures. This is transformation happening in our country on a daily basis.
The commandment is a lamp, the law is light, and reproof's instructions are the way of life, and only a Christian can turn those lights on.
That's right.
And yesterday I was doing an event, actually, and we were going through some topics, and all of a sudden, she started talking about a talking head that everybody knows. Mm-hmm. And I said, therein lies the problem. I said, he's only willing to talk so far because of his sponsorship. And I said, that's the difference between us and as the Sons of Liberty and the conservative of the day, the professed self-proclaimed conservative of the day. Mm-hmm. They still walk in the darkness. And the Bible tells us either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Well, that goes to the parallel of light as well. We can't have them halfway dim. They are going to be all the way turned up so people can see what's inside their country, and that's exactly what Christians do. We're called to be the light of the world, and the light of the world we're going to be.
That's right. And you know what? You can experience that light. We just posted two videos. It was actually from the Bradenton, when we went to Bradenton and did that Tea Party Manatee. We've got the comments from that. We're also heading out to Winter Haven tonight, so keep in the loop with us. We're live tweeting during these events, too. I'm shooting off Twitters. Liz is doing off Twitters. So you can follow us the whole way through. Justin Liberty, actually, last name. I like his last name better than the last guy's. Sons of Liberty Radio is a powerful radio show that doesn't whine. And isn't that the difference? I mean, that's the difference when we're going to the tea party. They're not whining about what the other side's doing.
Most talking heads are talking about the little game, the little charades that are being played.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are doing this, and the Republicans are doing this.
Yep.
I mean, they've been caught up into the deception, friends.
That's right.
Because the bottom line is we have one Constitution,
Amen.
And they don't want you to know that, because had you know that or known that, you wouldn't have a job.
They wouldn't
have a job.
And we don't have progress if we don't know
that.
That's right. This gentleman, Justin, ends this post by saying, they don't whine, but slam the truth in line with the Word of God. Amen. That's what we're called to do as preachers, and that's what's happening every single day of the week. So thank you for all of your supporters, all you new listeners that have seen us at these events. We get your likes. We're adding that on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Go there, like the page, join us, because we are transforming, because Christ in us will transform.
Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsofliberty.com, sonsofliberty.com. Again, check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The sonsofliberty.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Now, really quick, I just got to say this. It's interesting that when I see all these posts, and I know that I talk about this quite a bit, but the American people need to turn. They need to slow their roll, especially when the roll is going the wrong way.
Yes.
It's negativity, hopelessness. And I'm just trying to figure out, where are these people living? Are they like living in a foreign country, or are they in America complaining about the government that they tolerate?
Yeah.
See how that works? There is no chance, no destiny, no fate that can circumvent or hinder or control the firm resolve of a determined soul. Now, I've been told this before, that those that gave us this republic were not cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. But yet, this is the voice of the American people. Look at how bad things are going. Look at how bad things are becoming. Oh, there's no sense. You have the professed church in America saying, oh, Jesus is going to rapture us out of here.
Right.
Friends, can you show me that in Scripture? I mean, as if to say God's raising up an army only to take them out before the battle. How does that make sense? What really blows my mind more than anything is the negativity in the church. The Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. My Bible tells me that it's the faith of the Son of God within us that overcomes the world to inherit all things. And my Bible also tells me that it's the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom, and He promises to hear us and answer us. And when I look at, again, the professed Christian world, 78% and thereof, it's interesting that most of it's a lack thereof.
That's right.
But when I look at it, we have a book of miracles. Our lesson book does nothing but exemplify miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. As a matter of fact, it was the Father that said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. That's in the Old Testament. And then when I go over to the New Testament, it was Jesus himself that turned to his apostles and said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And he said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. All the things that the Father has bestowed upon me, I'll show you by the Holy Spirit. But yet, I hear all this negativity. And yet, 6,000 years later, we're still talking about the foundation which we're set upon.
Yep.
The Bible.
That's right.
And I just don't understand. It's like when God said the seed of the righteous is forever, well, 6,000 years later, friends, it is still in existence, just like He said. Thy word is settled forever in heaven. the Bible says, and it still is. The Bible says that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. And he is. The Bible says in the Old Testament, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. He hasn't. I look in the New Testament, Hebrews 13, it says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is. Now just listen to me, friends, because here's a word of exhortation and encouragement. As you fight the good fight of faith, and that's only to whom it belongs. Folks, you need to understand that the Bible says that had all the books in the world... there wasn't enough books in all the world, friends, that could contain the miracles of Jesus Christ. Yet he turns to his church and says, greater works will you do than I did, and yet you capitulate, yet you have the audacity to be hopeless or unbelieving in the face of a God that's provoking a holy and a just God who promised. And he also said of himself by the Holy Spirit that he's not a man that he should lie. Why is it that we want to take heed to the lie when in fact God promises not to lie? And yet when I look around, again, going back to my original intent in this conversation, running down this little rabbit trail, it amazes me that people are so hopeless. They side with the lie and the enemy of their soul when in fact Jesus gave us all power over all of the works of the enemy. There's no excuse.
It seems to me
there is no excuse whatsoever as to why this country would be hopeless when we have the greatest country known to the world.
I understand in salvation's terms that the most hopeless thing you could ever imagine is your own soul and how it is lost. Okay, so the miracle of salvation comes into your heart, and now you can believe that he truly saved you, though you be a wretch, though you be sinful. You don't deserve salvation. Once that miracle has happened in your life, then is there any other miracle that can compare to that? Christ just set you free to bring you to heaven outside of hell. I can look at the world's circumstance and say, well, then I can't not believe that he can't do whatever he wants in this world if I can believe past the hopelessness and despair that I had prior
but
to Christ
not,
filling me.
It's not because we hear that today. Well, you know, the Lord's up on the throne. He's going to do what he wills. He's going to do what he wants to do. But wait a second.
What does he want to do?
How many promises has he given us
in
the Bible?
What does he want to do?
What is it? 36,000
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Promises
yep.
in the
yep.
Bible?
Yep.
And we have the audacity to call God a liar when he was the one that promised us. He said, great is the understanding of those that keep the commandments of the Lord. Those that don't understand are those that don't keep the commandments of the Lord. And therefore, they wonder why that they're always subject to doom and gloom.
Yep.
But when you're in the battle, friends, though it may look surreal to you, I'm telling you what, he is very much alive. Mm-hmm. He is very much alive. And again, if you go back in Scripture, God sent Abraham to take care of the kings.
Mm-hmm.
God has sent Moses to confront the corrupt Pharaoh to release his children.
Yep.
God sent Gideon to deal with the oppressors, the Midianites. God sent Joshua to bring the children of Israel into the promised land to dispossess the enemies.
Drive them up.
I just don't. Caleb, and you know, it's interesting, and I could probably understand this today because we see it after doing 340 high schools and seeing that the Lord has upheld us with the right hand of his right hand of his righteousness and maintaining our cause on a daily basis. It's interesting to me that the church, again, would even have the audacity to doubt the living God. I'll tell you what, he's alive very much. He's alive forevermore to those that take him at his word. And he very much is.
You know, to finish my thought before, is it's like, if they can't believe that Christ does those things in this world, then how did they ever believe they had salvation in the first place? Which shows
That's
me that
exactly
they don't
right.
have, they don't actually have salvation.
That's exactly
because how
right.
can you believe for your own salvation and not be able to believe for the world that Christ has redeemed already?
Yeah.
I look forward to every day waking up and saying, okay.
The question is, what are they saved for?
Exactly.
And they don't know what they're saved for if they don't know what they're saved from.
Which proves they're not saved then.
That's exactly right. Because they talk in accordance with defeat
That's
rather
right.
than the victory God gave them in Christ
yep.
Jesus.
I mean, what is salvation? Salvation is the deliverance from what? Well,
yep.
from bondage, from problems, from trouble. That's what Christ is.
Yep.
He brings salvation. If I don't preach that, then I'm speaking the opposite of that. Then I become counter to
they
Christ.
They speak of the world and the world heareth their own.
That's right.
And those that are of God heareth God. But those that don't understand and cannot hear, Jesus constantly said to he who has ears, let him hear. Yep. To he who has eyes, let him see. There's those that say they can see, yet they're blind, Jesus
right.
said in John 9.
That's right.
And I see more of that than I don't. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are out there trying to counsel everybody into the fact that Jesus is just going to come yeah. get them out of all these problems when Jesus empowered you and endued you with power from on high by the Holy Ghost to do the same thing that God did through all of the heroes of the faith found in Hebrews 11.
Yeah.
Yet they say that that's a thing of the past when in fact it is not a thing of the past.
That's right. You know, this morning we did an interview on a show that was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the guy said, well, I just want to bring this up. And he was a really cool guy. He was definitely a friend of the cause, and I think he liked this because it was a jar. He said, I want to read a comment from one of your latest columns, which actually we posted. We're going to have another one coming out tonight, so keep your eyes peeled for that. But it was about tyrants, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And so you talk about the effeminate pastors, and he kind of chuckled. And he said, I'm going to read you the statement. So he read it. He chuckled. He said, now, how in the world are you going to make friends with pastors saying stuff like that? He was saying it for the right reason, though, because he knew we're not supposed to make friends with pastors that are doing nothing. We're supposed to lead by example if they don't get in line. And I went through Scripture. Who was Christ constantly reproving? It was those quote-unquote pastors.
That's right.
He wasn't developing relationships with them so he could get a synagogue
gig. Jeremiah 23 is a perfect exemplification.
Yep. And then Matthew 23, you go back in both of them.
Exactly right.
And we talked about the curses and the blessings and who Christ is teaming up with. He wasn't when he cursed, when he woed people. He wasn't woeing the common man who didn't have light because those that were responsible for the light weren't putting it on the table.
That's
they
right.
were using it for themselves. They were fleecing the flock. They were eating the sheep, even as it says in Jeremiah. But the purpose of us is to bring that light. And if it offends, it offends because then it separates.
It is going to offend. You're not going to get
it
away from it. Yeah.
That's right. And that's scriptural. It just does. And it separates. And once it separates, now we've got our path, and now we've got our army. What did Gideon do when the Lord brought, I think he brought 20,000. And then the Lord took from 20,000, and he siphoned her down.
Yep.
He just
said,
asked.
Go deal with your enemies.
That's right.
And I'm going to give you the victory. What did he say to Samson? Go deal with your enemies.
That's right.
And I'm going to give you the victory. What did he say to David? Go deal with your enemies. Isaiah 51. Yep. That's all the Bible teaches us. That's right.
To it.
Real quick, it says this, and this is the condemnation that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
You know,
so in other words, if people remain in that state of defeatism, it's because they love the darkness rather than the God. They no sooner want to come to God than a criminal does to a cop.
That's right. You know, this exemplifies the point that we're making. And this is what those that have ears to hear. This is Ted. He actually emailed this as a comment. He said, I can appreciate your passion and I applaud your courage. Bradley and yourself have embarked upon a Herculean task. I think he's talking about Hercules or something. Herculean task.
He must have seen a picture of me.
He's a smart man.
Yeah.
He's been following us.
Is that funny,
no,
guys?
I got the
producers
answer.
Laughing at me. I don't see anything funny about that. This is enough!
He's been following us on Facebook looking at the pictures of you preaching.
Amen.
And I am fully cognizant of where the spirit and the power comes from. What does he say? But to succeed.
The spirit leads you through and it leads you to the battle, my friends. You got Bradley and Jay. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Herculean.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case space, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hercules, 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 Hercules. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, friends, the phone lines are inaccessible. We're broadcasting live out of Florida, doing tea parties. Got our fourth one again tonight. We got six more events day after day. I'll be preaching at D. James Kennedy's church, which I'm honored to be a part of on Sunday. And we're just doing a whole lot. So anyways, in any event, I should say, we're turning talk radio into do radio. And let me just kind of sew up the last segment really quick. Friends, read 1 Corinthians 15. Hudson Taylor rightly said this. He said, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. That only applies to doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving themselves. This is a man that understand he had a hang on to his faith. Because if he didn't, his faith would be shipwrecked, talking about the book of Timothy. So anyways, in saying that, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. Now friends, yesterday we were talking about when the gays are the real haters. For example, Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report, rightly so, because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. I'm sorry, guys. Later, Elliot admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. And friends, can you say Elliot stepped in it? And I shared with you yesterday, immediately after reading this report, I had to look up the word stupid in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, as it defined a very dull, insensible, senseless, stupid individual. And that's exactly what he was. But friends, we could go on and on. These self-inflicted hate crimes, friends, are being found out all over the country, almost on a weekly, bi-weekly basis in your country. So when you're hearing about these hate crimes, friends, for example, hate crimes legislation. Let me give you hate crimes legislation really quick. A hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threat, harassment, or physical harm and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, authenticity, sexual orientation, they just had to interject, friends, or physical or mental disabilities. That's a hate crime. Now, just keep in mind, a hate crime, again, is defined by state laws, one that involves threat, harassment, or physical harm. Okay, are you with me?
That's a crime.
Who came up with that? James Byrd was actually drugged. He was a black man in Texas that was drugged behind a pickup. Now, what's interesting about that, the homosexuals are jumping on that bandwagon. Let me say this. The homosexuals, to the homosexual communities, a black man is not born by choice as being a black man. When a homosexual takes on and makes the choice of committing the act of sin before God to be with another man, that is called an abomination. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between a homosexual and a black man. But again, the homosexuals want to jump on the bandwagon with the black man that was drugged behind a pickup until there was nothing left but the rope. Now, what's interesting about that is Dan Savage said, Dan Savage is a radical homosexual who started an organization called It Gets Better. He said of his political opposition, one in particular, he said, quote, unquote, I would like for my political opposition, this person's name, he said, to be drugged behind a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope. Now, wait a second. Let's go back to what is hate crime legislation. Well, Dan Savage just committed a hate crime.
Is it?
In the face of the American people, but did anybody catch that? So again, a hate crime involves threats, harassment, or physical harm. What were you going to say, Jake?
I was just going to bring up this whole idea of a black person is equal to a gay person. They need to have equal rights. The Bible says, and not only the Bible, but the
that
Declaration
doesn't go
of
over well with
says,
the black community
no,
either,
it doesn't,
by the way,
because it's a matter of conduct.
Yes,
but the Declaration of Independence says that all men are created equal. James Byrd was created a black man.
Yes,
he was not created a homosexual.
That's right.
He was not created a
neither
criminal.
Is any homosexual.
Exactly.
By the way,
that is
yes.
a choice they take on. That is a moral conduct that they perpetuate through their own actions. God creates men, and that's the difference. So there is no comparison between a black man and a homosexual man.
And let me show you the choice that God gave you. Deuteronomy 30:19 rightly says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore God saith unto you, choose life that both you and your seed may live.
That's right.
He didn't tell you to choose death. He told you to choose life, friends. Boy Scouts, there's been more than 2,000 U.S. cases of abuse within the Boy Scouts of America prior to 1994. Let's go back that far. By Scout leaders, yet abuse is still occurring. For example, David McDonald Rankin, a former Scoutmaster in College Park, Maryland, was convicted for sexually abusing teenage Scouts between 1984 and 1987. He forced Scouts to have sex with him, once threatening a youth with a knife. Gary Lee Gephardt, a former Cub Scout leader in Oceanside, California, was convicted in 1996 for molesting three boys ages 7 to 12. Brent Taylor, a Boy Scout leader, suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from ages 6 to 9 years old. Wow. Here, I'll give you a little bit of a story here on one particular case. A jury ordered the Boy Scouts of America to pay $18.5 million to a man sexually abused by a former assistant scoutmaster in what is to believe to be the largest such award against the national organization. Lawyers for Kerry Lewis had asked the jury to award at least $25 million to punish the Boy Scouts for what the jury had already agreed in the first phase of the trial was reckless and outrageous conduct. The jury decided on April 13th that the Boy Scouts were negligent for allowing former assistant scoutmaster Timur Dykes to associate with Scouts, including Lewis, after Dykes admitted to a Scouts official in 1983 that he had molested 17 boys. Now, I'm saying all this to say this, friends. Why would the Boy Scouts feel so comfortable as to put themselves in a position as to say yesterday, friends, that they haven't quite decided as if they are going to subject themselves to the homosexual threats or not? The problem is, friends, is most people didn't know that the crimes are already happening. Homosexual crimes against boys are already happening in the Boy Scouts. So what's the issue? What is the issue?
The issue here is you need to deal with criminals and you need to deal with sin. I grew up and I went to the Boy Scouts. I became a life scout. Would have went on to my Eagle. I didn't experience those in my troop. But here's what's happening is the headquarters, the HQ, and I've talked to them. I called the list. There was like 27 board members. I called each one of them and said, I will support you if you support those morals and values that I was trained in.
That's right.
I will not support you if you walk contrary to them. We already have crimes and they're already causing the Boy Scouts tremendous troubles, similar to the Catholic Church. So
that's
what do
exactly
the Boy Scouts do? Do they take that and zero in on it and get rid of the crime in their midst? Or do they say, well, we're going to debate about maybe instead of it being a crime, we'll just let gays openly serve them?
That's
the
why
Scouts.
I'm bringing this to
exactly.
the Life Friends, because it's already happening in within the Boy Scouts and the ranks of the Boy Scouts.
And it's no different. This message that we're giving even right now in the column that you wrote on Wednesday, Boy Scouts of America, have you looked across the border to Canada? Martin Luther loved the Catholic Church. That's why he pointed out their evils get them out.
Yep.
When the Catholic Church refused, then he said, no more doing business with the Catholic Church. This is no different in this area. Get the sin out. People will stand behind
that's
you.
Right.
Don't embrace
judge
the
within,
sin.
Friends, is
that's
really
right.
what we're talking about.
Don't flirt with the idea that you may embrace the sin. The only reason they deferred this vote right now is because there is so much pressure going on
that's
from
right.
America.
And
but,
they're afraid of that pressure. Because.
Yeah.
But again, what people are diverting right now are the very things that I'm talking about.
Crimes.
Friends, these crimes towards little boys and the Boy Scouts are already happening as in the past and as in the present. A former assistant Boy Scout leader has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for molesting two upstate New York brothers. 9 years old and 11 years old.
But let's open the doors to gays and Boy Scouts.
This is exactly right. Matt Stewart blames the Boy Scouts of America for his lost childhood. The first time I was molested was at the age of either 6 or 7, Stewart told CBS News correspondent Sandra Hughes. He said, I was molested all the way up until I was 18 years old by this Boy Scout leader. Stewart and his brother Tom were sexually abused by their assistant scoutmaster, and former troop leader Bruce Phelps admitted under oath to having sexual contact with one and then the other. Folks, I'm going topic after topic after topic after topic. Friends, this is already happening
That's right.
in the Boy Scouts.
Exactly.
The Boy Scouts have been dealt with these homosexual crimes, and they've been sued for them.
Yep,
why are they sitting down and saying, hey, what should we do? Mm-hmm. Let's just hold the American. What do you mean, what should you do?
Shut the door.
Should protect the Boy Scouts from these crimes is what you should do. Not open the door to those that are aiming at zeroing in on your kids.
That's right.
And therein lies the problem.
Yep.
Listen to this, friends. In 2005, the man that ran the program, the Boy Scouts, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet. And by the way, friends, this was the individual that was supposed to be protecting the kids from such crimes as he was perpetuating himself.
Yep.
What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is what happens when you just leave things half-cracked.
That's right.
You have to do a full investigation to know that there's always more. If there's a crime on the surface, rest assured there's going to be another one behind that and another one behind that. And again, this is a scratching the surface of the crimes in the Boy Scouts alone, friends, of homosexual crimes committed against kids.
You know, and so many people are jumping on the wagon of, oh, the poor Boy Scouts, they're under such tremendous pressure. No, they are not. They are in a war right now, and they're being attacked. So what? They're being attacked for doing that which is right. They should stand up. It shouldn't require public pressure from me calling my old scout leaders and saying, hey guys, stand strong on this. We'll support you. They should do that already.
Yeah.
That's their purpose.
The good part,
not the victim.
The sad part is the boys have to endure these violations of these criminals. The good news is the former scoutmaster was sentenced Friday in Dakota County District Court to 21 years and a month for sexually abusing 4 scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. We'll be right back after this break. Hey, you better not talk out against the homosexual crimes, friends. We want to get away from that.
Yeah.
We don't want you to be
tolerant
with it. Yeah, tolerance and love.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Hey, now, folks, really quick, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. But I gotta get Heather on the... Let me get her on the radio really quick. She just gave me this information. Folks, we're in our little studio in Florida right now, and what we're doing constantly is updating information for you, and we're talking about minute by minute, cutting edge stuff. And in saying that, she just shared with me, which is in parallel with these same sorts of people, because you have something called Southern Poverty Law Center. And Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way, friends, used to, you know how they like to name hate groups that don't agree with their ideology and their perversion? Well, what's interesting about these people, they used to support and defend the KKK. And now Morris the homosexuals Thies. Again are jumping to go ahead.
Morris Thies, the founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center. He did legal work in the 1960s for the KKK because that was the popular thing to do.
That's
then
right.
After the civil rights movement changed, you know, they won, then he jumped the other side of the fence and claimed to support the minorities.
Well, he's got to know where the money's at.
Yeah,
what's going to fill the coffers?
Yep.
And so therefore, he's got to find another group of people that can play the victim so he can stand up for them, of course, only to derive finances to fill his coffers. But it's interesting what you just told me, and I want everybody to hear what you just told me about the SPLC.
Well, it was just released, if everyone remembers, and the Family Research Council, that Floyd Corkins, who was a volunteer for a homosexual organization, went in and was going to go shoot up the Family Research Council, and the security guard stopped him. He shot the security guard. Well, his court testimony was yesterday. The FBI did an investigation and found out that he was also going to, had he not been caught, target other organizations. And the other organizations that he was going to target, they found Services did a search on his computer and found that he was searching them on Southern Poverty Law Center's website on what groups he was going to target.
He extracted all of his information from SPLC labeling hate groups, friends.
Yep, that's right.
Those that don't agree with communism. Those that don't agree with homosexuals. And by the way, this was a homosexual that actually walked in and attempted to shoot up the Family Council Research.
Yeah, he had 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches in his backpack.
And wasn't the president of the United States, that criminal Barack Hussein Obama, wasn't he the one that was actually saying through his little clown, Jay Carney, wasn't he saying that they just weren't quite knowledgeable as to how they should label this crime? But rest assured, friends, if it had been anybody else, they would have labeled them a hater.
Well, he said this. It says he told the FBI, this is Corkins, the shooter, he pled guilty. He said he intended, because they asked him, why do you have so many Chick-fil-A sandwiches in your bag? He, quote, intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in victims' faces.
Yeah.
That's not a hate crime?
That's
exactly a hate crime.
So this homosexual was going to smear the chicken sandwiches in the faces of those that he murdered.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. And he was extracting all of his information from SPLC.
That's right.
I'm curious. There's going to be some serious lawsuits coming up. You can rest assured. Oh, by the way, friends, for those that didn't know, we were also labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center for the very purpose of Jake quoting, not Bradley Dean, Jake. It was printed by the state-run media who didn't take time to actually check the facts that said Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean and his organization, when in fact it was Jake sharing the information on what Elton John said. What did Elton John say that the homosexuals got so angry about, Jake?
He told his listeners, I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with somebody of your own sex. I just think people should be free with sex, but they should draw the line at goats.
So you told the young people in an assembly.
I asked them a question.
That very quote.
Yeah, is this a moral statement?
And the homosexuals, listen carefully, friends. The radical homosexuals got angry at you for saying what Elton John said.
Yeah.
They didn't want to take responsibility, did they?
No.
We got national news out of that.
Yep.
Real quick, but the Southern Poverty Law Center picked it up and called us a hate group for telling the kids what Elton John said, friends.
And the ACLU.
That's how sick these people are in the mind. And the law needs to come down upon the heads of these criminals, friends.
And the ACLU comes in and says we're unconstitutional because they're so warped. They see black as white. They see up as down. They see left as right.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up a point to this hate crimes thing because Heather, you said it was...
I got
to
get back to the Boy Scouts real quick.
It was a hate crime. We've got to be careful with this, because all crime is hate.
That's right.
If we give them the fact that we're going to call what James Byrd did a hate crime, then they're going to say, well, see, hate crimes can actually happen, and it'll substantiate it. I think
then
this
it will
hate
go
crimes,
to the thought police.
Exactly. Yep. I think this hate crimes garbage is trash. That's all it is. The government cannot, because of freedom of conscience, the government cannot control your mind. It can control your actions. Now, all hateful actions are motivated by hate, no matter what. We don't categorize them. But I'll tell you what, it sure works for the bureaucracy, because then you've got counseling, then you've got different protected gender classes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And that's what they want.
That's right.
Listen to this. Back to the Boy Scouts really quick, friends. As a part of a lawsuit against an individual, a Boy Scout, who violated children, this attorney went and did some homework, and they found out that there was an unprecedented look into thousands of secret files through 2005. This attorney said, I was blown away. Kosnoff said it was staggering. Kosnoff analyzed the numbers and came to this shocking conclusion. Before 1991, a scout leader was being tossed out for child molestation at the rate of one every 3 days. One every 3 days was being busted for homosexual crimes against children, friends.
And they're deciding whether they're going to allow it in Boy Scouts.
Yeah. And, of course, this is a secret file, though. Mm-hmm. A secret file. Why is it secret, friends?
Is it secret from those little boys that were victims?
Well, let me go on. The Boy Scouts of America would not confirm how many troop leaders it had to dismiss, but released a statement saying the total number of individuals in the file is an extremely small percentage of the tens of millions who have served in BSA since 1910.
Well, so
of course, because it wasn't tolerated,
and
homosexual crimes were not tolerated in our country, friends.
That's right.
That's exactly why. All the way up until 1961, friends, it was illegal in every state in this union to be a homosexual caught in the act of sodomy.
That's right.
If you were caught in the act of sodomy, uh-huh, all the way up until 1961 in the state of Rhode Island, you would be thrown in prison for up to 21 years. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. Now look what they're trying to teach your kids, friends.
Yep.
Either accept it or else you hate us.
Mm-hmm.
No, that exemplifies the mental illness, friends. Now listen to this. The Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the men who ran that program, the Child Abuse Prevention Program in the Boy Scouts, Douglas Smith Jr., he was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the Internet.
And this is even on the table to discuss or talk about.
Well, most people don't know the information that we're given
right
now, because for some reason they're falling for the fact, Jake, that they're victims of some sort of mystery boogeyman.
That's right.
And if they can't find the boogeyman, they create the boogeyman.
Let me tell you what the weapon is that these homosexuals are victims of.
It's not the shield, friends. It is the spear.
This is the scout oath. This is what they feel they are victimized by. This is what makes them feel so terrible about themselves and loathe and despise themselves. Every Boy Scout takes this oath every time there's a meeting. I did it multiple times, probably hundreds of times. The Scout oath says, on my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout law. Yeah, this is what they're victimized by, folks.
The law.
To help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. That's what's victimizing these
Let me get back to Dan Savage really quick.
Yeah,
you know, it gets better. Obama's handpicked buddy.
Yep.
Isn't it interesting that he's going around bullying everybody into submission?
Yes.
Attempting to, of course, it's backfiring.
Yep.
But he's attempting to bully anybody into the fact that you better believe what we say, else it's considered hate.
Accept
me or else. That's exactly what he's doing. And he's calling the Bible BS. But this is the guy that got on HBO, and he said he often thinks about blanking Rick Santorum, friends.
And he used the word.
Oh, he did.
Flamboyantly.
Blanking Rick Santorum.
Yep.
He's going to whip up some Santorum and Santorum, friends.
Yep.
This is how sick this individual is.
Mm-hmm.
And he truly is.
Mm-hmm.
And, friends, we're negotiating this.
That's right.
Now, friends,
we
you need to start calling the Boy Scouts of America and start confronting them with the facts. Because once the lawyers get involved, they're going to run away from the supposed option that they think that they have, because they really don't have one.
That's right.
I wonder how many of those kids are growing up today scarred because they've been victimized by predators. How many do you think?
And now they're looking,
a whole lot.
And now they're looking to those leaders to say, will you protect
us? That's right. And guess what they're doing, friends? They're capitulating. They're bowing. And in this particular situation, we're not there yet.
Right.
But you know what, friends? That's the direction that they attempt or they're attempting to lean towards until they hear from you. Call the Boy Scouts of America. Say, I just became aware of the homosexual crimes committed against the kids, and we will not have it.
Mm-hmm.
And call your attorney if they do go forward,
that's right,
friends.
And that, going back to that oath, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight, every leader has to swear to that oath too. When they break it, no different than our government officials, they become criminal to that oath. You cast them out and you deal with them. You don't pamper them.
I know, I'm with you. Hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threat, harassment, or physical harm.
Mm-hmm.
So, friends, I got a question for you. Who's doing the hating?
That's right.
You better get your mind out of the trash can and get it up into the heavens, friends, because once you get it up into the heavens, you can begin to see and think clearly.
Amen.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tomorrow, we're going to look across the border into Canada, talking about what did the Boy Scouts do over there.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show virus
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.